Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soondra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soondra. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruf Gentry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ruf Gentry. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is hit by the pitch. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Mancuso moves to second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mayo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Epps moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Epps scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Moore trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McQuinn moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. 1 out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundra is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 3 in the game. Sundra takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Sundra moves to second. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Bob Swift. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeb Eaton pinch hits for Roof Gentry. Zeb Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hostetler moves to second. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Zeb Eaton. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball towards center. Epps catches it and throws to third to double up Hostetler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hack Miller now catching. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Burns is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.